O God, take our minds and think through them, take our lips and speak through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. Please be seated. I don't know if you've seen a lot of Facebook, but I need to keep watching behind me, apparently, of the Gatorade dump thing. Steven's one that brought it up earlier. Have you ever had that experience of glory? That God completely revealed himself to you, and it was unexpected, and it just overwhelmed you. Not just a sense of peace, much like my mother might have experienced when we were all told to go outside and play, but more than peace. More, your heart jumps, your soul rejoices, but there's a calming, and everything seems right in the world, even though everything doesn't quite seem right. I've had these experiences where you it's just unexpected. I'm kind of like a Thomas Aquinas type of theology. I follow his theology where nature reveals to me God. The sun rises, God made it happen. The sun sets, God made it happen. That gives me evidence that God is there. And there's been times where I've been out fishing, in a boat, in a cove, where it's completely calm. Very calm, and just you just feel nature is all around you, and you're part of it. And a deer may come down and take a drink, and they'll be on the shoreline, and I might have just made a cast, and I caught this big striper, and I let him go, and everything is just right. And he's like, thank you for revealing yourself to me. One of those mountaintop experiences. We don't always get to see them because we are always closed down. There's always this veil, if you will, in front of us, keeping us sheltered from God's glory. It could be things going on in our life. It could be something that's troublesome. It could be something that we just, he's just not there all the time. Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. It comes very early this year. And we start our Lenten journey. Now, during our Lenten journey, we try to get back in that and listening to God and seeing if he will show himself to us. And we devote our time. We repent from our sins. And we may fast or we may add a devotional study. We may do something, but we're looking for God to reveal himself to us. A time that we can work on that relationship with God. When we try to add something, it's not because of a personal something for us. When I became Episcopalian when I was 21 years old, I was taught this concept of Lent. Being Mennonite, we didn't get that part of it. And they said, you can fast or you can add something. And I was just out of college and I was feeling myself and I said, well, I can fast. I'll lose a little weight on this journey. And I did. And I fasted from sun up to sundown and I didn't eat and I didn't devote any other time. And neither did I lose weight nor did I become any closer to God. It didn't work the way I thought it should have worked out because it was more personal. It was something I was trying to do for myself and not something I was trying to do with my relationship with God. The best experiences I've had during Lent have been when I've added prayer or a centering for prayer or a different type of prayer or a different readings. When you fast, you're to add something in that place. Fast could be taking away food or something. Whenever you think of chocolate, pray. I heard something. That's good. That's what this Lenten experience is. Listening for God's glory. Trying to remove that veil from your life that shelters that glory from you. When we start our Lenten journey, think about what it is that you might add or something that you might take away. Not because like me, you thought you should lose a few pounds, or I need to learn some different skill, but it's because you want to work on a relationship with God. Throughout the whole Lenten journey, because that veil's been torn down, that we'll hear that scripture at the end of Easter, because of Jesus Christ, that veil's been removed. He will still be with you, and he's listening for you, and you need to listen for him. Bringing him into your life every day. Trying to listen to what he has for you to do. He's going to use you as a vessel of his love. He's going to show you his glory. We just have to pray and remove that veil from our lives. As you go through your Lenten journey, try to do that. Try to listen and live in his glory. If you need suggestions, there's a lot of clergy around that can help you. Father Gar, Father Stephen, Reverend Kelly, myself, Fran. We all can give you suggestions and help you. But listen to God. What's God saying to you? He's there waiting to reveal his whole glory to you. Just remove that veil in your lives and listen for him. Amen.